we've been talking about is time for change. Amen. And today we're going to go into part two of how to implement change in your life. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, if you stand for the reading of God's word. Amen. Joshua chapter 1. Amen. Joshua chapter 1. And we're going to look at verse 16 and 17, but I'm going to read the context for you because I believe it's important for you to get that. Amen. Starting in verse 12, it says, To the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God gives you rest and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But you shall cross before your brothers in battle array, and all your valiant warriors, and shall help them until the Lord gives your brothers rest as he gives you, and they also possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Then you shall return to your own land and possess that which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the river, beyond the Jordan, towards the sunrise. Verse 16. They answered Joshua, saying, all that you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, hello somebody, and wherever you send us, we will go. Are you seeing that? Amen. Verse 17. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, we will obey you only. May the Lord your God be with you. You got to be careful who you're following. As he was with Moses. Anyone who rebels against your command and does not obey your words in all that you commanded him shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. I want to talk about this morning how to implement change, part two. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's time for change. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the honor and glory. Would you bless now the preaching of your word? Stand in my body. Think with my mind. Speak with my voice. Father, remove me. May you increase and may I decrease. Will you touch the hairs of your word now? Lord, somebody needs change in their lives. Somebody has been searching for the way to change. They don't know how. Would you bless now the word to give them the answers? We love you, we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Give God a praise. My gosh. All right. All right. Amen. Amen. Give God a praise. You know what that is? That's an offering. Did you know that? That's what you call a clap offering. Right here. In the Old Testament time, you know what that's called? That's a wave offering. Amen. So when I say give God a praise, if it was the Texans play, if it was the Texans playing, y'all be like, go team. Amen. Amen. Thank you, ushers. Thank you, ushers. Amen. Amen. Change is necessary. Amen. But sometimes change can be hard to implement. I know of people who talk about change. As a pastor, I've counseled, as a pastor and a counselor, I've spoken to people, I've shown them how to begin movement in their lives, but it's amazing to me how difficult it is to implement change, amen, in our lives. It's amazing because we desire change. You know, some of us have made up in our hearts. You know, I used to think it was a heart issue with change, and that has something to do with it. Your heart has to be ready for change. Your lips and your heart has to match up. Because your lips can say, Pastor, I'm ready for change. But your heart is saying, oh, we ain't doing that right now. Amen. I don't know if that's going to work out so well. Amen. In your heart, deep down, the person that you are begins at the core of you, which is your heart. And a lot of people say that they want change in their lives. But when it comes down to implementing the change, it's amazing how they are so afraid and they're scared. And not only that, but they remain stuck in the same position that they were. Anybody here still where, amen, you don't want to be? Amen. Anybody here, you want to be further along? Amen. You have tried a few things. Amen. You've enrolled in school. Come on, somebody. You went one semester. Come on, somebody. You on the roll. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody right here. Amen. You say, I'm going to change because I know what's necessary. But isn't it amazing that listen, you got to show up in the classroom in order to bring about change. Amen. It's good. You know, some people like to talk about what they want to be. And they go out and they buy a big sweater that says University of Houston. Amen. They got you thinking they going to college. They ain't been there yet. Come on, somebody. They know that if I get this degree, I'm 15 hours from this degree. I'm 12 hours from this degree. I'm 5 hours from this degree. They know that if they get that degree, change will come in their lives. May I say something to you? You got to stop wishing for change, and you and I got to start implementing change. Amen. In other words, you got to put the pedal to the metal. What you speak, you got to be about. And that falls in the category of integrity. Amen. And so what we find is that Joshua, amen, as we've been talking about this, Joshua is commissioned and commanded now to take the people of God over, amen, to the promised land. Now, what stands between them and their future is the Jordan River. Amen. And I told you last week that sometimes, now I didn't tell you how long they kept there. They had camped there for 7 years. In other words, their future was right in front of them. They were looking at it every day for 7 years. They got up in the morning, they washed their face, they put their clothes on, and they stepped outside. And the first thing they saw is, there's my future. But they were not willing to implement change in order to get to their future. Come on, high five your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm going to get this. I got to get this. I'm going over. I'm crossing over. Can I ask you a question? What's the very thing that's standing between you and your future? What's standing between you and your breakthrough? What's standing between you and your change? Because if you can't identify what it is, then it's impossible for you to really say that we're going to change. Amen. And so what we find is that here it is. Joshua, God had commissioned him. And in verse 10, amen, Joshua made up in his mind, it's time for change. Joshua said, we went over this. He says, to Joshua, he commanded the officers and the people saying what? Pass through the midst of the camp. Command the people saying what? Prepare provisions for yourself. I told you about this last week. For within 3 days, amen, we're going to cross this Jordan. Now, there was an issue here. Now, let me just explain to you what's happening in verse 12. Y'all ready for some Bible today? Watch this. Verse 12, there's the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half tribe of Manasseh. Half tribe of Manasseh is really Joseph, the tribe of Joseph, right? But watch this. In Numbers, amen, chapter 21, we're not going to go there. When they were getting ready to come close to the Jordan, these three tribes had a bunch of livestock. And here's what they said. They said, you know what? They got permission. I give them that. I'm painting a picture for you, see. Because here's the thing. When you try to implement change in your life, you got to bring some people along with you. Could be your husband. Could be your wife. Could be your children and all this other stuff, right? But you got to be careful that they don't have a different vision than you. Because if everybody in the house don't have the same vision, and going in the same direction, change ain't coming, baby. And so what happened to these three tribes, they told Moses, they said, Moses, now listen, I know where we're going, but we'll settle here on this side. But we're going to make a promise that when you get ready to go over, because they had valiant warriors with them, we'll take y'all over, but we're coming back.
I just said something.
Watch this. See, what they did was they wanted their Canaan, but they wanted it on the wrong side of the river. Come on, somebody. See, what that's called, you ready for this? You ready for this word? Compromise. Turn to your neighbor and say, compromise. Turn to your neighbor and say, this year, I ain't compromising. And that sure is Ebonics. I ain't compromising. Now let me just say this to you. Listen, they went on and built cities. Man, they decked out behind on this side. On this side, they made life so comfortable, but God gave it to them. Because, listen, the one thing about God, I want to share this with you. He's not going to strive with us. In other words, God will give us the desires of our hearts even if we don't want to cross the Jordan. Come on, somebody. But what I was thinking about in the text, I'm like, man, these people, right? Watch this. They didn't even know what was on the other side. They didn't even have a clue what was on the other side. But these three tribes wanted to stay on this side of Jordan rather than go over into the unfamiliar grounds. May I say this to you? Whatever God promised, it's not unfamiliar. Whatever God promised you that he's going to give you is going to be tailor-made just for you. But there are some people, ready for this, who's not going to go over with you to the other side. When you get ready to implement change, you got to remember some people are going to be left behind. You know why? Because they are content, comfortable, watch this, right where they are. And so what happened now, they kept in chapter 12, verse 12, they are keeping their promise. Now, Joshua went to him and said, now listen, y'all better keep your promise. Look what he says in the text. He says, remember, knows the word 13, verse 13. Look what he says. Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, what? Commanded you, saying, the Lord your God gives you what? Rest, and will give you what? This land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain where? In what land? In this land which Moses gave you, what? Beyond the Jordan, but you shall cross before your brothers in what? Battle array. Now, here's the thing. Here's what I want to say to you. If you're going to implement change, now we got over the fact that they settled, right? The one thing the Lord showed me in that passage is that one of the things that we need before we implement change, we need to pray. But we need some people to go before us. We need some intercessory people in our lives, some warriors. In other words, we need some prayer warriors. Before we talk about moving from here to there, let's get somebody to pray for us. Come on, somebody. Let's get somebody to call on the name of the Lord and go before us so that change, watch this, can come for us. They can go up against whatever is resisting that change in your life. Do you not know that it's a spirit, it's a demon? It's a spiritual attack that's stopping you and I from implementing that change in our lives. But oh, if we had an intercessor, if we had somebody who could call on the name of the Lord for us. If we had somebody we can call and say, you know what? Pray for me. Go before me so that as I walk behind you, come on, somebody. This is why it's important to have a leader in your life, a spiritual leader, a man of God who can pray for you. Watch the text. The text said they're going to go in their battle array. Look what he says, on all your valiant warriors shall help them until the Lord, what? Gives your brothers rest as he gives you, and they also possess the land which the Lord your God has given them. You know, in other words, whatever God promises you, he's not going to, watch this, he's going to make sure that no matter what happens, you're going to get what he promises. And oftentimes what happens to us saints, we're forfeiting the promises of God because we're afraid to go forward. We're afraid of change. We're afraid of the unknown. And somebody here, I want to tell you something, baby, on the other side, it's going to be better. But you're going to need someone to go with you, to fight with you, to pray with you, amen, to encourage you, amen. But remember this, God says they will not rest until you get what God has promised. Oh, thank God for a God like that. Thank God that he will not, amen, leave us nor forsake us. Thank God that what he promises, he will deliver. Somebody here this morning, I want to tell you something. The Lord is saying to you that it's time for you to possess the land. It's time for change in your life. It's time. Oh, I'm going to preach by myself. Amen. I'm going to get happy and everything else. Listen, I'm feeling this text. Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to possess what God promised. But you got to be ready for change. Now watch this. Let me not go get all happy. Amen. Let me just show you something. Watch this. Let's go to verse 16 so I can get you out of here. Watch this. So look what happened. Now watch this now. This is after he said all this stuff. Now watch the text. The text is very technical in a sense, but watch what it says. It says, they answered Joshua. Now, the word they is not just the valiant warriors, but it was everyone. There was all the tribes. Amen. It was Israel there. And they were getting ready to go over, but watch what he says. He says, they answered. So the first thing I want to give you, amen, go ahead. First thing I want to give you about change, if you're going to implement change, the first thing you got to do is the response to change. Come on, somebody. You got to respond. And may I say this to somebody here today? You've been resisting, not responding. Amen. God has been telling you stuff about you. But you got to respond because notice what the text said. The text says they answered, hallelujah, and Joshua saying, we're going to get to the saying part, but the fact that they answered Joshua tells me that they were ready to respond to change. Somebody here this morning, you've been resisting, not responding, and that's the reason why you can't get along with your boss, you can't get along with your teacher, you can't get along with your friends, you can't get along with your family members, because you're not ready to respond to change. Are you with me? In order to implement change, you got to respond to change. See, you can't resist it. And so look what he says. He says, they answered Joshua saying, oh, my, that you commanded us. What did he say? We will do. So the next thing is the commitment to change. Somebody here this morning, you have a hard time making commitments. Should have been in church. Uh-oh. Did I say that? Amen. You've been running from this place and that place trying to find an answer. But God is saying to you, you got to commit. You got to make the commitment to change. Because guess what? You can't keep eating everywhere. You're going to get sick. Somebody here, you got a stomach problem. Amen. Because you've been eating everywhere. And not all food is good food. But when you get ready to implement change, not only must you respond, but there has to be a level of commitment for change to occur. My. They said, all right, Joshua, everything that you commanded, guess what we're going to do? We're going to do it. How many of you ready to make that change in your life? How many of you ready to make a commitment? Uh-oh, hard word. I already see that. You resisted, you just resisted that. You just resisted that one phrase. Amen. Watch this, watch what he says. He says, wherever, watch this, he says, and all that you've commanded us to do, we will do, right? Look what he says, and where, now see, this is what I love. First he says, whatever you command us, we'll do. But watch the next part of the verse. The verse says, and where, say the word, say the word, say the word,
Say the word. Say the word. I ain't going down there. I ain't picking up no trash. I ain't doing that. They got me messed up. They got me messed up. I ain't going to the ghetto. Seriously? He says what? And wherever what? What are we going to do? We will go. So you ready for the third point? The level of trust to change. Some of us don't trust the system. We don't trust our pastor. We don't trust our boss. We don't even trust our spouse. Let go of the bank account. She can handle it. Trust. See, they trusted Joshua to the point where they said, "Well, and whatever." Turn to your neighbor and say, "Wherever and whatever, I'm ready to change." Give God a praise for that. Give God a praise for that. He says, what you want me to do? We'll do. Wherever you send me, we'll go. Now that word send, hallelujah. The word means, you ready for this? It means to let go. That's the Hebrew word. You got to let go. See, and somebody here this morning, you're holding on and you won't trust. Stop holding on to that baggage from the past. Stop holding on to the hurt from that last pastor that hurt you. Oh, I just said something. Stop holding on, hallelujah, to that last relationship that you messed up, that both of y'all messed up on. Amen. It wasn't just her fault. Amen. But there has to be a level of trust in order for change to come about in our lives, in order for us to implement the change. They were willing, in other words, what they were getting ready to do was they were getting ready to make a life change. Listen, they're getting ready from living in tents, come on somebody, to palaces, come on somebody. They're going from poverty to prosperity. And if you're going to go to prosperity from poverty, you got to have a level of trust in God to believe that when you get there, you're not going to get too full of yourself. But guess what? You don't know what's on the other side, but you got to trust God and believe that what's on the other side is for you. Because guess what? What God has for you, baby, is for you. Do I have anybody here this morning? You got to trust God. Hallelujah. If you're going to implement change in your life, you got to be willing to go wherever he wants you to go. Come on, somebody. You got to be willing to do whatever he wants you to do. Because guess what? Sometimes with change, you got to do some hard things. Let me give you some hard things. You got to cut off some people. You got to change your phone number. You got to change your email address. You got to pull down that Facebook page. You got to get rid of that Twitter account. Because guess what? Hallelujah. You got to do it if change is going to come. See, but we get so attached to things that we can't let it go. So guess what? We can't trust God. Amen. He said, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. In other words, I'm willing to be a servant. But watch the text. Watch verse 17. Now look what he says now. He says, just as we, see, as a pastor, let me just talk to you. What I'm trying to do, church, is I'm trying to take you over. Hear me out, will you please? I'm trying to take you. You know what I said? God going to bless two people in our church to be millionaires. You know why it hadn't happened yet? You're not trusting the process. And you don't want to change. And here's the thing. Until you get this attitude, what you want me to do? Where you want me to go? That's when you're going to start seeing it happen. Because here's the thing. Wherever you're going, you're going to need a spiritual leader.
they were telling Joshua, right? They didn't fight little young Joshua, right? Joshua was timid. That's why God would always say, well, you know, be strong, be courageous, be strong, be courageous, because he was a little timid in the process, right? But watch this, though. Watch what he said. He said, just as we have obeyed. Now, this was the generation. Now, at one point, I thought this was the generation that was rebellious. I said, they lying in the passage, because they hadn't obeyed Moses. They grumbled against Moses. Their fathers, watch this, and mothers, right, and uncles and aunts, you know what they did? They gave Moses a hard time. As a matter of fact, the reason that Moses isn't going into the promised land is because of their granddad, because of their fathers and their mothers, amen, because they rebelled against Moses and God. Watch this. And so this generation, I call this the obedient generation. Which generation are you? Because here's the thing. If you don't obey and be willing to obey, watch this, and follow, watch what's going to happen. You're going to be just like the other generation, walking around in the wilderness. Anybody in the wilderness now? All you're doing is this. You're doing this right there. You're just walking. Hey, listen, at some point, you ought to stop and say, you know what? I've been here before. How many say that? I've been here before. I've been here. Listen, I done dealt with these fools already. Come on, somebody. We still late on rent. We still paying our light bill late. We're still getting these pink notices. At some point, you got to say, this is it. This is it. This is it. We walking around in circles. Now, either I'm going to obey or I'm going to be that generation that walk around in circles. And they are saying, listen, I love my mama and daddy, but remember, it took 40 years for all of them to die. Watch this, Dad. Watch it. Just as we have obeyed Moses, watch this, in what things? In what things? So we will what? Get my next point. The obedience to change. In other words, are you willing to do whatever it takes? Are you willing to trust, but are you willing to obey? Are you willing to say, you know what? Pastor, God, not pastor, God, Jake, put that on me. God, what do you want me to do? Somebody here, you got some gifts. Oh, man, your gifts is cold, man. You don't understand how cold your gifts are. But if you don't obey, and if you're using it for the world, ain't going to happen for you. You're unhappy. You're going to always be unhappy. Matter of fact, you're going to keep doing this, circles. And listen, and you're crying, change. I want change. I want to change. I want to change. You know what that is? That's lip service. That's what that is. You just talking. You run. You know what you're doing? You're running game. And guess what? You're running game on you. Because guess what? You're the one stuck on this side of the Jordan. Listen, you may have built cities and fortified places, but baby, if you think what you have now is good, just think about what's over on the other side. Come on, somebody. Because on the other side, watch this, of disobedience. Oh, I wish I had somebody. On the other side of obedience, come on, somebody. Guess what? There's blessings. Because watch this. The Lord will honor your obedience. The Lord will honor your change. The Lord will say, you know what? My child is ready to trust me now. My child is ready to commit herself to me. My child is ready, watch this, to do, hallelujah, whatever it takes, hallelujah, to make the change in her life. And I want to say to somebody here this morning, when he was talking about obeying, they were really saying, watch this, they were hearing intelligently. Ooh, that's a rich word right there. They were hearing what? Intelligently. When you hear intelligently, that's what that word obey means in the Hebrew. Watch this. It means that you will make, watch this, intelligent decisions. I'm not going to turn a deaf ear to God. If God is telling me what I'm doing is wrong and I keep telling him what I'm doing is right, that's foolishness.
And that's the reason why we're not seeing change in our lives. We're saying, God called me. God called me. He called me to a higher calling. But I won't obey him. I won't trust him. Listen, you know what? One thing about me, I like to get comfortable. I just got to say it. You know what? If I like you, if I like your service that you provide for me, I ain't going nowhere. I'm loyal. Amen. I ain't going nowhere. I'm stay right there. Even if you mistreat me or don't give me what I want, I still stay with you. But the Lord arrested me this year and said, listen, no more. Either you're going to get good service, hallelujah. You're not going to settle for less. Because guess what? You can find somebody else. Come on, somebody. That can do the job. Come on, somebody. And do it better. Amen. And watch this. And that's what change is all about. Whenever God tells you to do something, you act on it immediately. If they were willing to place their trust in a man, come on, somebody. They had to be trusting God in the man, because that's where I'm going next. Look what he says next right there. He says, only may the Lord your God be what with you as he was with Moses. In other words, you got to see the God in the man that's leading you. My last point. If you're going to implement change, you got to see the God who can bring about the change. You got to know that it's God that's going to bring about the change in your life. May I say this to you this morning? If that person that's leading you is not sure about who he serves, if that person that's leading you is not ready to obey that God that you're serving, then I want to tell you something. There won't be any change. There's going to be chaos. You see, most people have warranties on major products in their homes. A warranty simply guarantees that the manufacturer will stand behind that product. Am I right about it? It is a guarantee that if there's a fault in it or if there's a failure, the manufacturer said they will stand behind the product. Do I have anybody? But all the warranties have limitations. You ever notice that from the time you get ready to use your warranty, it'd be the last day and it's expired. Do I have anybody? You see, you can take your toaster and throw it up against the wall and jump on it and run over it and claim that the product and then claim the product warranty. But warranties are offered under the assumption that the product will be used for its intended purpose. I'm going somewhere. You see, God's got a warranty on your life. Come on, somebody. And as long as you're using it, hallelujah, for the purpose, come on, somebody, and existing for his glory, then you can cash in on that warranty. I want to talk to somebody here this morning. Yeah, Lord, you've been trying to change for a long time. You've been talking about change, but I want to tell you that God wants you to understand that your change begins when you obey him. I want to tell somebody here this morning that God wants you to trust him more in 2016. I want to talk to somebody here this morning that you're camped out on this side of the Jordan, and God says, what I have for you in Canaan is better than where you are right now. But you got to trust him and believe in him that he will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or even think. I'm going to my seat, but I just got to tell you that Jesus, he wants you to have a better life. Somebody here this morning, you got to implement that change in your life. You got to trust and believe that the God you serve is going to make a way out of no way. I want to tell you that you got to step out on faith and believe that the God you serve will honor your faith move. I thank God that the process seems hard sometimes, but in the process, God is changing me to become what he wants me to be. I'm about to go to my seat, but I want to tell you that it's time for change in your life. I want to tell you this morning, that you got to trust God and believe that he is who he says he is. Somebody here this morning, you know him. You really know him, but you haven't been trusting him. You know him, you pray to him, but you keep doubting him. I want to tell you today, you got to commit your life to the Lord. Thank God for Jesus, who committed himself when he went up Golgotha's hill. They marched him up that hill on that Friday. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I want to tell somebody here this morning that he understood that change was necessary, that he had to change from this sinful body to get the glorified body, but it required sacrifice. He went up to Calvary and gave his life on a cross for you and me. Do you know that they hung him high, stretched him wide, dropped him low, put him in a borrowed tomb, but early Sunday morning he got up with all power in his hands. I know because I've experienced his power. Somebody here this morning, you need resurrection power. Somebody here this morning, God wants to heal you, but you gotta trust the process. Somebody here this morning, he died for you. He died for me. Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him? Is he all right? If he's all right to you, why don't you say yeah? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. He's a good God, and he can change your life. Give God a praise and tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Obedience. Listen. The God who could bring about the change is the God that you need. Amen. And I want to say to somebody here this morning, thank you. It's time to move from the Jordan. It's time to cross. But look at the points. Will you respond today to whatever that change is that God is trying to get you? Aren't you tired? If I were to ask somebody here, if I were to really ask you, are you tired? When we come to church, you know, we got our nice clothes on, we're smiling, but listen, you tired, baby. You can't do it no more. There's a reason you're tired. God wants to do it for you. Would you respond today and say, Pastor, I want that change in my life. I want you to pray for me today.